Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Springtime Sunday. This is Cluster Shot Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. A little later than usual on Sundays. It's 5:30 Central Standard Time here in Jackson, Mississippi, in the deep south of the USA. Talking about, and if you hear birds chirping, yes, the sound of spring is happening in the background. I'm outdoors under the garage, and it is just, it's just a beautiful sound. We had rain. I did not know we were going to get rain because on my weather apps on my phone, they had been promoting no rain, no rain. And so it rained. It started to rain last night, and it just stopped about 2 hours ago, and it became a little chilly, but it's warming back up. But it's Springtime Sunday. It's St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to many of you that are celebrating, not just today, but the entire month, right? It feels as if St. Patrick's Day is always the entire month. No joke. And also happy birthday weekend to my great-niece, Aaliyah. Happy birthday to my Aaliyah. Wow, she's really growing up. You all remember Aaliyah in the early days. She would like to make comments and say things on the podcast. But, yes. I know you all can hear those birds. They are so beautiful. So Cousin Linda, she probably would have made it with us, and she might be listening, and she might call in to let us know how her lunch date with her friends, her once-a-month lunch date, went on yesterday. But it's Springtime Sunday, and also I would like to thank you all for celebrating the 13th birthday of Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports, as you've been a part of the BTR, the Blog Talk Radio community, for 13 years. Wow. So thank you if you've been with us since day one, or newbies. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and thank you for supporting everyone here at Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I love to shout out the top listening countries, and the top listening countries, it's been the same for the past few weeks. United States, of course, my native USA. Yes, Finland. Last Sunday, you all remember, I greeted the top six countries in their language. United States, Finland, Germany, Brazil, Turkey, China. Big shout out to all listeners globally and those of you that are working in space that are listening to us, that you choose to listen to Blog Talk Radio and you choose to listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. And also thank you for listening on all platforms where you listen to your favorite podcast. Also, iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and my fellow Blog Talk Radio podcasters, my cohort, we really appreciate you and thank you. So looking at news, Putin will continue to rule Russia until 2030. He's been ruling Russia since 1999. That's all I'm saying. Wow. All I'm saying. Congratulations to Jackson State also. I see they had a big win of all corn on last evening in Birmingham. In regards to the SWAT conference, I am a product of Jackson State. I do need to finish my bachelor's, but when you're in Mississippi or if you're a product of parents or friends or relatives or cousins of Jackson State, and I know many of you are, you see Jackson State on the big, you've seen them with Usher doing halftime, the Sonic Boom of the South, and, you know, Jackson State is where Coach Prime came and lived and coached here. But, you know, our basketball team, male and female, they are fierce. And so congratulations to the JSU Lady Tigers for going to the next level. And Alcorn said that, hey, look for them back again next year. They're like the sixth seed now. But Jackson State is on the move. So a big shout-out to the JSU Ladies Tigers on their big win. So spring will be here on Tuesday. And I know some are under snow and spring is the last thing you're thinking about. But it's coming, it's coming. And I know many of you do love the cold weather and the snow and all of that. I'm super excited. I love each season. I love the idea of having the gift of life to see every season. But, ooh, do I get super excited when I see the arrival of spring and the arrival of summer. Yeah, I can walk around. Yeah. I can deal with the heat better than I can with the cold. But I do like fall and winter. But it's just, if you hear the birds chirping, how can you not like the arrival of spring when you hear the birds chirping and you see the, you know, some of us, we don't like the idea of ants and mosquitoes and insects, right? But, you know, we see the animals, even us, the human animals, the flowers are in bloom. I have one flower in my flower bed, a purple flower. I had to take a picture and post it. But my neighbors, many of my neighbors, they have like full blooms on the bushes and all of that. But the 19th, yay, is the day. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy birthday month to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Yay! And happy first official week of spring. And remember, tune in tomorrow early if you're in the USA, lunchtime, tea time, dinner time, late night, elsewhere around the world, because my full Monday will air earlier in the day at it's scheduled for 8, but I'm going to change it to 9. So it will air at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. So thank you all so much. And the new call-in number is 563-999-3426. And speaking of voting, and those of you all around the world, if you have elections coming up, remember to register so you can vote in your upcoming elections. That's locally or nationally, wherever you are in the world. Remember to register to vote, practice your right of, you know, your right to vote. Remember to register to vote here in the United States, those of you that would like to be a part of the political process. Big shout out to Republicans, Democrats, Independents, those that don't care, big shout out to you. But even people that think they don't care or say they don't care, they do care because they care about, if they don't care about the world, they care about their own world, their own nucleus of life. And so it's important to, you know, dabble and research and find out what is going on in some areas that you're interested in, and even some areas that you may not be interested in, because different areas affect all of our lives, you know. But, you know, we have things that we're more interested in, healthcare, jobs, entrepreneurship, losing, and I'm not saying this jokingly, losing benefits, losing anything, certain programs, welfare programs, small business association. It's important to know what's going on with small business association assistance and loans. I mean, everybody has their different area of concern. If not their own concern, maybe concern for a friend, family member, a colleague, or a person that you don't even know, but you're concerned of what's going to happen, what's going to happen now, what's going to happen in the near future. So it is important for us to at least know what's going on. That's why it's important to know the platform and the agendas of incumbents and also challengers in elections on the local level, state level. Our presidential election is 2024, right? This year, 2024 came fast, didn't it? It seemed like a long time ago we were talking about the presidential election. And we were like, wow, that's a long way from here. But hey, it's here now. It's here now. We have our nominees. We have our incumbent, Honorable President Joe Biden. We have our former President Trump. We have Cornel West. And I seen him live once. It was like 97. I was preparing to produce one of those public assets shows on my public assets program. And I decided, I'm going to film this event, Councilperson Kenny Stokes had put together, Cornel West, Dick Gregory, James Evans, Sarah O'Reilly, attorney Sarah O'Reilly, a family friend, known me since I was born, her husband, and many other amazing leaders. And that meeting was deep. They revealed so much information. I didn't even put that show on the air. I think a friend of mine dubbed it and sprayed it on the underground. So some of you might have gotten the copy. But that was a deep meeting. Woo! Dick Gregory, Cornel West, James Evans, and it was many more on that list. And big cameras was it. We didn't have cell phones. We had cell phones, but you know, it was when we had to lug around cameras, like television camera men and women. I had big cameras, and I'm standing there watching these gentlemen and women present this deep information that we never hear about in the mainstream.
Woo!
Wow. It just amazed me. And one thing that Dick Gregory brought out when it comes to the topic of crime, and this was in 97, people kill where they live. He brought out the point, thought black on black, people kill where they live or commit crime on one another, it's usually on the same race. You know, white on white, black on black, Indian on Indian, Latino on Latino. You know, that was something, a fact that Dick Gregory had brought out. And I heard Dana Bash talking about that last week on her show, a couple weeks ago. But it was deep. It was deep. And really, I had put like a block on my mind some of the deep stuff that they discussed. But it's important for us to know what's going on. But, you know, some of the stuff, some things that's going, and that was in 97, so it's 2004. Wow. But we need to open our eyes and not look at life through rose-colored sunglasses, but also remain optimistic. And I wanted to have fun and talk about fun, lighthearted stuff, but seeing the election, you hear airplanes, helicopters flying over, I think it's JPD flying over us. And my dog, one of my dogs going over to the neighbors. So I'm talking with you all and walking over here getting my dog. Bentley. Get from over here. Ah, okay, had to get my dog. So, my apologies, but I had to get my little greedy pup. They might put their garage door down and he get locked up under the garage. Ah, but what I said all that to say all this, remember to rock your voting if you're, you know, have a voter registration drive or just carry a couple forms with you. And when you're just in conversation with someone say, hey, I need to register to vote. Say, well, here's the form. Just fill it out and mail it in or take it in, you know. But I really thank you all for your support of Cut the Shock Entertainment Report and getting everything back in order. I had to get back over here and I didn't put the screen back up. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to open my screen back up. My apologies. Okay, so today's show is on a 30-minute show, so it will be concluding soon. And the chat room is open while I am talking. But let's talk a little bit about something that popped up. Talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. Oh, I know what. I knew it was something I wanted to talk about regarding to St. Patrick's Day. Our big parade is in Jackson, Mississippi, is on Saturday. On Saturday, on the 23rd. So let me share a little info with you all. Have St. Patty's Parade Festival. On the 23rd, the theme is Telling the Mississippi Story, The Grand Marshal is Walt Grayson. And the parade registration is still open. Let me share a little bit about the parade registration. Gather your crew and get to step in, float and crew registration, parade rules and resources, float rentals, registration fees. You can find all of that. Email info@halsstpattyparade.com. info@halsstpattyparade.com. Email info@halsstpattyparade.com. Go ahead and email. So there's the parade. Mississippi's Green Mardi Gras. Yes, that's what I tell my friends all around the country and the world. And we have one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country. I haven't been to one since right before COVID. My little niece, whose birthday was yesterday, we had a blast of a good time. I believe I might attend on Saturday. Neighbors are zooming by on their motorcycles, son and dad. Central Mississippi Annual Celebration of Spring has been described as a green Mardi Gras and as a lighthearted homecoming where everyone is king and queen for a day. It is also a celebration of the rebirth of Mississippi's capital city, a joyous observance of what is good and encouraging about the heart of our state, the state of Mississippi. It is a day where sense of humor and sense of place rule the day. It is a time to honor the good work of the UMC's Blair E. Baston Hospital for Children. This rambling, outrageous, hilarious ride, starting and ending at Jackson's favorite gathering place, Hal and Mel's, will, from this day forward, be known as the Hal St. Patty's Parade in honor of Hal White. Harold Taylor White, Jr., was born on March 13, 1949, in a modest apartment home on the campus of Perkinson Junior College. He was the firstborn son of Harold Sr. and Netta Jean, and big brother to Mal. Hal was athletic, approachable, and a naturally affable kid. He was an outstanding Boy Scout, but never much of a student. He attended Northeast Community College and Mississippi State University, and learned to make a living by working hard and being nice to people. As a self-taught chef and master soup master, Hal was influenced by Gulf Coast and New Orleans culture and food ways. He took what he knew, studied what inspired him, and worked hard to put his touch on it. He was beloved by many people who knew him, worked with him, and who had the honor of being in his company. He gave more than he took. He loved his family and friends, his many community sports, and the parade. He was the natural leader of the ancient and venerable Old Tuck Society, and it is only fitting that this parade and festival should now be dedicated to his goodwill and good nature. Hal St. Patty's Parade will live on to be many things to many people, but regardless of the words or descriptions one chooses to employ, it's really hard to ignore its humble beginnings in downtown Jackson in 1983. Today's parade, street dance, children's activities, run, pet parade, festivals, and all the other creative components under the banner of Hal St. Patty's Parade are permitted by the City of Jackson and Hinds County. Most activities are open to the public and everyone is encouraged to participate. So that's some history of the schedule of the whole dang shebang. Now, yesterday morning was the Run the Rainbow for Children's 4.5 Marathon, 10K and 5K. On Friday, starting at 4 p.m., Hal's Marching Mal Function and Second Line Sump and Crawfish Bowl presented by Community Foundation for Mississippi begins at Cathead Distillery, Stump to Hal and Mal's at 7:15 p.m. Then on Saturday, 7 a.m., Float Lineup begins at corner of State Street and Court Street, 9 a.m. Children's Festival at West Street, in front of Thalia Merrill Hall. 10 o'clock a.m., the Mall Pet Parade at West Street in front of Thalia Merrill Hall. That's the Mississippi Animal Rescue League. 11 a.m., Children's Parade presented by ERGOD at West Street in front of Thalia Merrill Hall. 1 p.m., Half St. Patty's Parade begins at corner of State Street and Court Street. 1 o'clock p.m., gates open to the official after party presented by Capital City Beverages at Hallie Mall. 3 p.m., music begins for the official after party presented by the Capital City Beverages. And there's a map of the route. I remember one time, one of my good friends, one of my besties at the time, Daryl Smith of Mississippi. I remember, okay, that was 2017, yeah. And 2018 was, I think, my niece and I, 2019. But Daryl and I, it was so many people. We could not, we said we would meet up, like, close to City Hall. He was on one side, I was on the other side. We never did get together. Metropolitan Heart of Mississippi, downtown Jackson. It's the beating heart of Mississippi, the single expression of a culturally rich state. Our capital and our economic hub. It has great music venues and restaurants like Hallie Mal's, amazing hotels like the King Edward, and enthralling museums like the Mississippi Museum of Art. A walk down Capitol Street reveals downtown's fine architecture. I love our architecture. Oh, my God. And unique southern urban ambience, which you can't find anywhere else. Downtown isn't just a place with things to do and people to see. It's an experience, a continuing story in which you can be the protagonist of downtown Jackson's What the Hell St. Patty's Parade calls home. And so for that and many more reasons than we can mention, downtown is where you need to be. To learn more about Jackson, go to Google. Visit Jackson, City of Jackson, and Downtown Jackson Partners. Yes, definitely get your tourism guide from Visit Mississippi and Visit Jackson. I have mine, and they are filled with wealth of information. Wacky Tacky Beginnings. Back in the early 80s, Mac and White got a permit from the city, grabbed some friends, and had a little group stroll up Capitol Street dressed like characters from the plays of Tennessee Williams. Those in the group were determined to have a good time, but it wasn't just about the fun. White's goal was bigger than that. He wanted to give the Capital City the chance to celebrate something uniquely Jackson by combining his love for Mardi Gras with a Rites of Spring, St. Patrick's Day kind of feel. White created something wacky, funny, and extremely original. It wasn't long before Mal's St. Patty's Parade became a phenomenon in its own right, and it continues today as Hal's St. Patty's Parade and festival in honor of Malcolm's late brother Hal, and was one of his leading revelers and supporters. You know something's become more than just an event when an entire culture springs up around it. The parade gives people an opportunity to express themselves in ways they can't otherwise. And over the years, folks have taken advantage of it in outlandish, creative, and wonderful ways. Exactly. Oh, my God. From the Old Tech Society to the Cruel Kazoo, Alabama Shakes to the Rude Men, the parade's been an epicenter for social and parading clubs, too numerous to list. Music, too, has become integral. Shouldn't expect anything else this being Mississippi, with Mississippi blues artists, New Orleans-inspired brass bands converging on downtown Jackson every year. For both the parade and a slew of post-parade parties that carry on long into the night, not the least of which, by the way, takes place over at Hall and Mal's, where 40 years ago it all got started. So the press release that was released in October 2023, Jacksonians are eagerly awaiting one of the most notable Jackson events of the year is Hal's St. Patty's Parade and Festival. Makes its grand return on March the 23rd, 2024 in downtown Jackson. The official theme for this year's celebration is telling the Mississippi story, highlighting the rich and unique cultural heritage of the state. Leading the parade is the Grand Marshal, is a distinguished WJTV broadcaster, accomplished author, and proud Mississippian, Walt Grayson. As in previous years, parade and festival will raise funds for Children of Mississippi. Hal's St. Patty's Parade and Festival is a beloved tradition now in its 41st year and symbolizes the unity of our community in celebrating Jackson's history, remarked Malcolm White, Hal St. Patty's Parade and Festival founder. We are excited to once again share the event with everyone and support our friends at Children's of Mississippi. Highlights of this year's event were unveiled during the press conference, featuring appearances and remarks by Malcolm White, Walt Grayson, and other key figures from the Hal St. Patty's Parade and Festival team. When Malcolm told me I had been selected as Grand Marshal for next year's parade, my first response was to ask him, who is it really? Walt Grayson said, I am honored to be included in the roster of people who have headed up the parade and have waved from the sidewalk to a bunch of my heroes in the lead car over the years. I can think of no better way than to have so much fun that does so much good at the same time than activities associated with Hal St. Patty's. It's one of Mississippi's best success stories. In addition to the parade festivities, the annual Run the Rainbow event was held on yesterday, the weekend before the parade, also benefiting the Children of Mississippi. We're grateful to our partners at Capital City Beverages for their steadfast support of the Hal St. Patty's Parade and Festival, said Malcolm. We also acknowledge and appreciate Visit Mississippi, Downtown Jackson Partners, Community Foundation for Mississippi, and numerous other sponsors whose partnership makes the event possible. So sponsorship opportunities are Hal's St. Patty's Parade.com, HALSSTPADDYSPARADE.com. So again, about Hal's St. Patty's Day Parade and Festival. Central Mississippi's annual celebration of spring has been described as a green Mardi Gras and as a lighthearted homecoming where everyone is king and queen for a day. It is also a celebration of the rebirth of Mississippi, capital city, a joyous observance of what is good and encouraging about the heart of our state. I say, I'm repeating what I said at the beginning, what I read at the beginning. It is also a day where a sense of humor and a sense of place rules the day. It is a time to honor the good work of UMMC's Children of Mississippi. Donations can be made to the Hal St. Patty's Parade Fund at Community Foundation for Mississippi year-round to support the mission of the event. This rambling, outrageous, hilarious ride starting and ending at Jackson's favorite gathering place, Hal and Mel's, will forever be known as Hal St. Patty's Parade in honor of Hal White. And to donate, you go to Community Foundation for Mississippi, the Mississippi for Good Forever. Community Foundation for Mississippi, if you're interested in donating, a one-time donation or a recurring donation. Community Foundation for Mississippi for Good Forever. So that's info on the big parade, which is one of the, again, no joke, one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country, is our, the state of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, St. Patrick's Day parade. And it's so much fun, so much fun. Seriously, so much fun. And it really is like a Mardi Gras parade. It is a Mardi Gras parade. It's a St. Patrick's Mardi Gras parade. So I really thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Remember, you can cash at me at $Beth, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, Culture, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. Cash App, Beth, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K, email at Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T, kulturesok@gmail.com. That's kulturesokentmedia@gmail.com. Let me say it thrice. kulturesokentmedia@gmail.com. Shout out to all the stellar podcasters and radio people, and big shout out to No Labels, my Avon coaches, Molly Gross and her husband. Big shout out to Olga School. Big shout out to Jackson, Mississippi. Big shout out to the mayor, the city council. I hear they're voting on Tuesday on that garbage contract. You all know what we're talking about. That's what the situation last year. So deadline is the end of the month. You all, so praying for the mayor and city council on the vote for a garbage contract, so we don't have service disruption like last year. So you know, praying on that, and praying for the world and America. God bless America. God bless this beautiful world. Big shout out to Pastor Dunn, Jr., CEO, and the women. Thank you all so much for your prayers and your support. All my prayer partners, Powerhouse Church, and Living Waters and Tabernacle Ministry, Cathedral AME Zion. Happy birthday to my pastor, Pastor Gary Adams Sr. You were talking about before COVID. I haven't been to church service. I've been to church, to the office, but I haven't been to church service. And you all, girlfriend, need to get to the altar. I need to get to the altar. I got a lot I need to lay down at the altar and surrender and release. You know, I do release it, but it's nothing like when you go to that altar often, you know. And all my friends of all faiths know exactly what I'm talking about. And we give it all to God. We give it all to Allah. We give it all to Jehovah. We give it all to Emmanuel. We give it all. So it's some things I just want to say. I lay here on my knees, on my bended knees, and give it all to you, Lord. And say, and you all just get, like mom, like late mama used to say, that's how I'm going to end it. Mama used to say, baby Beth, put it all in the Lord's hand. I know I say this all the time, too, don't I? Put it all in the Lord's hand. Put it all in God's hand. So my friends, regardless of your faith, put it all in God's hands, all in Allah's hands, all in his hands. Put it all in his hands, because I'm Christian faith. I put it all in God's hands in the name of Jesus. I put it all in his hands. Mom said, not some of it, not most of it, but all of it. You know, trust God. Trust God. That's what my friend Darryl Smith always say. Trust God. And definitely, we trust everybody else. Trust God. Trust God in leading us. Trust God in guiding us. Trust God to lead us in making the right decision. You know, everybody else telling us stuff. Trust what God tells us, right? Yeah, I'm talking to myself. And thank you all so much for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll tell you all some more information also. Thank you for praying for me, praying for my loved ones, praying for my life to be in order, praying for the show, praying. You know, praying. Thank you for being co-producers. Thank you for keeping in contact with me, giving me show ideas. Hey, right before the show, I was compiling, putting my playlist together. Send music. Email address again, kulturesokentmedia@gmail.com. I'm putting together my playlist. Gonna get back to boom, 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 having so much fun with different types of genres. I'm a fan of so many genres, and will surprise you all in the near future, before the year is over, with some of my new poetry and music. You know, that's something my mom always wanted to hear, my own music. From the time I was a little baby, I love promoting and discovering artists. But you know, she and my late grandma, they discovered me at a young age. You know, let your creativity, let your business side flow, let your ministry side flow, let your creative side flow, your God-gifted talents and the talents that you have learned. Tomorrow we're talking Mindful Monday, and I'm going to talk about an audio book that I've been listening to. Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday. Wednesday, Winning Mindset Wednesday. And we're going to continue talking about, I'm going to continue talking about Grant Cardone. I invite you all, please call and please chat. Talk about, you know, if many of you are in the ministry, are coaches, life coaches, or just would like to share your tips for your life. If you're a housewife, house husband, or a CEO, or a teacher, whatever, I mean, share with us, you know, on Mindful Monday what you practice, on Testimony Tuesday, share your testimony, Winning Mindset, what keeps you afloat. I will be continue talking about Grant Cardone and his wife, Alina Cardone, talking about their teachings. And also I would talk about others that inspire me, like Tony Robbins, Johnny Johnson. Norman Vincent Peale. It goes on from people within my family to, you know, greats that are no longer with us, to those that are just flaming, like Grant Cardone and his wife. They, you know, they're getting ready for the big growth conference. And you all register. You can, those of you that aren't going in person, you can attend virtually for free. Yeah, I have had limited access for free throughout the years, but this is awesome. You know, you're going to come out of it. I'm excited. It'll be April the 2nd through the 4th. And Tony Robbins also has an event coming up, too. It might be this week. Don't tell me. I don't think it has passed, because I think it might be like this week. So I'll have to check my emails, and also I know my Avon coach is posting it and sharing it, because she is always a part of his event. I've been a student of his since the late 80s, you would think, yeah. But thank you all. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. I have a new gig. I'll tell you all about the gig in 2 weeks. I've started my 2-week training, and I'm working from home, so yay. So, but I will be out too. But I'll tell you this much: if you, and I know many of you are golf lovers, if you're involved with charity golf tournaments, let's do business. Yeah, and I'm super excited about this new gig. Yes, I grew up around golfers, so I'm super excited about this. And then it's a job for a good cause. It's work for a good cause, so I'm super excited. So, you sports lovers and those that are dealing with a charity golf tournament, let's talk business. Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you more. But I thank you all for your prayers, because that's all due to prayers also. So thank you. God bless you. It's Sunday, Monday in some places. Looking forward to you. Shout out to you. I love you. I really do. I appreciate you. I'm grateful. Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and let's live. Let's live life. Let's live. Let's live. It ain't over. It ain't over. Okay. Let's live. Let God rule. Thank you. God bless. Thank you. He couldn't go. He didn't know he could do it.